We've had a lot of guests on over the last week or so talking about all the options that you have and the shows that might be available to you, especially over the next 48 hours. So come on down here tonight if you have the chance. It should be a lot of fun. But that's tonight. We've got a pretty cool event coming up next Tuesday, as Deck My Room is going to be at Yard House in Westlake. And here to tell us more about the organization Deck My Room is Kathy Perry. Kathy, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, y'all.
Yeah, and happy 4th of July to you as well. Now, Kathy, for those who don't know what Deck My Room is, a charitable organization that transforms pediatric hospital rooms into healing places, if you could kind of elaborate on that and let us know how all of this works.
I would love to. Well, we personalize healing places for patients all around the country and internationally, actually. We have a patient information form that the child life specialist has completed for us, a child that is 1 year to a young adult that's in the hospital for 3 consecutive weeks or longer. Then the child life specialist will inform me, and then our amazing volunteers here in the Cleveland area then go and shop and deck this child's room out for all with all their favorite things. So we've been in existence since 2007. It started in Houston, Texas, and I was a volunteer in Dallas when we lived there, and I just moved here with my husband about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago now, and I thought, well, we need to have Deck My Room here in the Cleveland area, and as I got to know people around here, the community in Cleveland is absolutely amazing. There's a lot of Texan pride, but Cleveland has, or Texas has nothing on Cleveland. The people around here are absolutely phenomenal. And we started on January 21st, 2016. We started the Cleveland chapter at the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital and the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital for Rehabilitation. And like I mentioned earlier, we work directly with the Child Life Department. And to date, we've decked about 60 rooms in the year and a half that we've been at Cleveland Clinic. We currently have about 50 amazing volunteers. We anticipate growing that base to about 125 by spring of next year. Our volunteers shop and deck the room within about 3 to 5 days from the time that we get the request from the Child Life Department. And then from there, it takes the volunteer team, usually, typically, it's about 2 people, about 30 minutes at the hospital to create this personalized healing place. And then the patient takes everything home with them when they leave, and we reimburse our volunteer up to $300 tax-free dollars. And we're funded by grants, charitable donations, and a lot of volunteer support,
Kathy,
including the Yard House.
Sure. Kathy, you mentioned you go in and you decorate the rooms. What typically are the kids asking for when they ask you to come in and decorate their rooms? Do you repaint? Do you do posters? What are you sort of looking at?
Well, we can't paint, although I'm sure the patients would really love that, the sterile white room. What we do is we get, like, let's say, for instance, somebody is all about Justin Bieber, which we get lots of requests for Justin Bieber posters. So we will cover the picture that's in the room, and we'll cover that with, we use a lot of 3M strips, so nothing, you know, everything that they get, they take home, so we want it to be transferable. So we'll do posters, we do comforters, we do pillows, we do blankets. We have a junior volunteer program. Our co-chair, Kathleen Wagner, in Willoughby, she does an amazing job as the junior volunteer coordinator. And the Girl Scouts of Bay Village have made lots of no-sew fleece blankets for us, get well cards. So we give those blankets to the kids. Lots of, like, in fact, one little boy was 2, and he loved the drums. So I actually decked his room. And I asked the doctor if it was okay if we could give him a little set of drums, and they said absolutely. He's 2, so it's not like the drum set's going to be really loud. He loved it. The kids are pretty sick. they're in the hospital for 3 consecutive weeks or longer, so you know that they're not feeling well. And the biggest hurdle that the administration, the hospital administration, has is they want these kids to get out of bed. They want them to move. And they don't feel like it, obviously. So if we can get remote control cars or, you know, that little R2-D2, you know, the one that rolls around, it's not R2-D2, but I forget, it's a Star Wars character, and he just rolls around, and we got it, that for a patient that was a Star Wars fan, and it gets them to be surrounded by the things that make them happy, and they're not in the greatest mood when we get there most of the time, but by the time we leave, they've got smiles, and they're like, you know, it's just even as adults that are healthy and we're home, if our environment doesn't bring us joy, then we're going to start feeling stressed out. Environment really does make a difference, and it is just such an honor and privilege to be part of Deck My Room. I'm just so honored.
Kathy Perry with Deck My Room is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Kathy, I want to go back to something you mentioned a couple of minutes ago. You mentioned that you and your husband moved here to the Cleveland area a couple of years ago, and you said that your experience here over the last year and a half, 2 years, has been so good that you said that Cleveland has kind of blown Texas out of the water in your experience there. What about your experience here has made it so special?
The people. We don't have any family here. And I have made, in the last year and a half to 2 years, the most amazing friends in a very short amount of time. The people here are phenomenal. I miss my family, of course, but the people that I have come to know here, I truly love them and respect them, and they'll always have a special place in my heart forever, whether we stay here in the Cleveland area or not. These people that, and it's just, even if I don't know them, just walking around, we live real close to Crocker Park, and, you know, you're just walking around, and we're actually from Franklin, Tennessee, and you walk around, and people say hi to each other, and it's like that here. It makes me feel like I'm in the South, just that that humble, friendly, where there are no strangers, and I like that.
Yeah, no question about that. And, of course, that certainly makes your event next Tuesday all the more worthwhile. You're going to be at the Yard House at Crocker Park. Tell us what all is going on at the Yard House at Crocker Park next Tuesday.
I would love to. Andrew Nicolaysen, the general manager, is a Deck supporter. He firsthand has seen the lives that have been touched by the children's lives that have been touched by our mission. And so he, as the general manager, has allowed the second Tuesday of every month from 5 to 7 to be Deck My Room day or evening. So we are there at the Yard House in Crocker Park. Come on out, y'all. It's from 5 to 7. Complimentary appetizers and cash bar, and we are there. A lot of volunteers come. We do get well cards, bring your kids. We also tie no-so fleece blankets. It's an opportunity for people to come out and really understand, ask some questions, understand what it is about our mission. We are truly all about the kids, and we encourage everybody to come on out the second Tuesday of every month from 5 to 7. July 11th, next Tuesday, is our event.
That sounds fantastic. And, you know, for just a second, if you could elaborate on this as well, Kathy, you know, I think it's such rewarding work, too. If you come to this thing and you're looking for an opportunity to be a volunteer, I would imagine this is a great place to go to kind of mingle with some of the folks that have helped to make Deck My Room such a great organization as well. And, again, I don't know that any kind of volunteer work you do is going to be any more rewarding than this. This sounds pretty special.
Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, you really have to – I asked myself this question years ago. What really makes you cry? And if you ask yourself that as an adult, because that kind of changes, it shifts maybe, you know, from young adult to older adult, but what really, and you need to, all of us need to ask ourselves that question. And whatever makes you cry is really your mission statement, is really what you need to go out and do something about. And sitting back and doing nothing is not an option. We are all in this together, and I'm serious when I say this, that the Cleveland community is just fantastic. Westsiders, Eastsiders, Southern Cleveland, everybody really has embraced our mission, and it's a free opportunity to volunteer. So if you love to make a child feel good again when they're in an adverse situation, then we encourage you to go on our website, and or you can contact me. I'm the executive director. It's all a volunteer position, mine and the volunteers. And it's cleveland@deckmyroom.org, and that's deck, D-E-C, myroom.org. There's no K in deck. And then we can send you an application, and we have the most amazing volunteers. Everybody is super awesome. And we put you through a formal training at the hospital, and it's a very rewarding experience. My husband, we've got, I want to say, 10 men now that are volunteers for us, and they all love it.
Great, great stuff. Kathy, one last time before we cut you loose, where should folks go again to get more details, not only on the event next Tuesday at the Yard House, but also where they can go to find out more information in general on the Deck My Room organization?
They can go to deckmyroom.org. That's our website. And you can also contact me directly, Kathy Perry, and that's cleveland@deckmyroom.org.
Great, great stuff. Well, Kathy, thank you very much for spending some time with us here. Best of luck with that event next Tuesday. You know
thank
it firsthand. Yard House is a very, very nice place, and I'm sure that'll
it
be
is.
A great place for you guys to have your event next week.
Yes. Can I also say one other thing about Yard House? They are also giving every one of our patients that we deck a room for dinner up to four. I mean, they are just so lovely to the community. They give every family dinner up to four at the Yard House.
Wow. Great, great
yeah.
stuff. That's yeah. fantastic. Kathy, thank you again very much for your time, and enjoy your holiday.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All righty. Great, great stuff. Thank you very much again. That's Kathy Perry of Deck My Room. Again, DEC My Room, DECMyRoom.org for more information.